Gardeners are cautiously working in the soil right now, hoping the final freeze of the season has passed. Ozarks at Large's Meredith Martin Moats recently talked to a pair of gardeners who work together and span a few generations to raise food for their family.
Whitney Wills began gardening as a young man in northeastern Arkansas. Now in his 80s, he's retired from teaching and is working with his college-age grandson, Brian Mater, to create a backyard garden in his home in Dardanelle, Arkansas. Over the past few years, Wills has taught Mater the basics of planting and harvesting. As one of the founding members of the Russellville Community Market, Mater has been sharing with his grandfather the information he's learning about the problems with an industrialized food system and the growing movement among younger generations to create a local, sustainable food system. Together, they've grown enough vegetables to feed themselves, sell to market, and donate to local food banks. This year, they plan to grow even more and make regular donations toward local food security. I had the opportunity to visit with Whitney Wills and Brian Mater earlier this year at Wills' home in Dardanelle, Arkansas. Here's an edited version of their conversation.
I get impatient as far as certain things in the garden are concerned. Mm-hmm. I always want to dig the potatoes before the potatoes are ready to be dug. And Brian says, let them stay a little longer. He seems to be the one who holds it down for me.
It's definitely like a delayed gratification type of thing, because you do all this work, you get it in the ground, and months later, you finally, reap the rewards of it. So yeah, I think just by the virtue of how things grow and the, just the virtue of gardening, it does teach you patience. And yeah, I'd agree with that.
Being able to depend upon another person to do what they need to do is good, and they learn to be dependable. And I know my son is that way, and Brian is that way. We're working together real well.
I guess one thing I understood the concept of it, but I had never done it, was actually planting the seed, and that was something that I learned and didn't really know how to do or understand what to do. And
be a helper initially, and then as you learn, well, then you can do things more or less on your own, but you need somebody to guide you, unless you just want to be a person who wants to go out and learn from the school of hard knocks and do the best you can, and then you'll learn, but it'll take you longer than it will if you watch somebody else do it. Have a guide.
Find somebody who can teach you and has the patience and the want to show you kind of how to do it, and otherwise, beyond that, just trying to do it yourself, I'd say view it as an experiment and view it as something that as a learning process for yourself, and you kind of come into your own with it once you learn how to. You do it once, maybe everything dies or whatever, but then the next year around, you can fix those things and do things a little different, tweak this and that, and after a while you kind of figure out what you're doing. And
right.
Yeah.
If things continue to increase in price at the store, you might want to revert back to the Victory Garden era.
Yeah.
And that, everybody can raise a garden.
Mm-hmm.
A little plot of ground 10 by 10, as Brian described down on the corner, you can grow things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised what you can grow on a small amount of land.
Especially if you're growing a high mass piece of fruit or something like a cucumber or squash or, anything else, a tomato even, if you're doing squash and you have maybe three or four plants of it and you get a 12 inch squash or something off every time, it doesn't take a whole lot. You'll have 10 pounds of food and your first picking. It's pretty amazing. Somebody who kind of on the cusp of thinking about starting a garden or really wants to start a garden but just isn't really sure how, don't be intimidated by the work, I guess, ahead. I mean, yes, it is work up front, but once you learn the way and once you understand kind of more what you're doing, and once you see that stuff is going to grow, really without a whole lot of maintenance, it's definitely a rewarding process. So keep that in mind when you're starting a garden. Don't let the work be too much of an obstacle. You kept a count on one of the plants and how many you know, pieces of okra you think you got off of it.
We got 66 pods off of one plant. And that's through the growing season. And that's not unusual, but the plant was over 6 feet tall.
There's another piece of advice. If you're starting out, especially in this state, buy some okra. It will grow. I promise you. No matter how hot it gets, it will grow.
I enjoy that Brian is working with me, and I feel good about maybe he's learning something as we go along.
Yeah.
And my son, who now lives out here by Nebo, he was with me in Hoisington, and he has a garden now. So he maintains it pretty well. Well, he watched and we did it together, just like Brian is watching and we're doing it together.
Mm-hmm.
I think the camaraderie of doing it together is worth much more than the garden.
This conversation with Whitney Wills and Brian Mader was recorded in Dardanelle in Yell County, Arkansas, and produced as part of an ongoing project with the McElroy House Organization for Folklife, Oral History, and Community Action. If you'd like to know more about our work at the McElroy House, including sharing the stories of gardeners and growing, you can visit us online at mcelroyhouse.wordpress.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Meredith Martin-Motes.
Meredith Martin-Motes files reports for Ozarks at Large. She also writes a column for newspapers in the Russellville-Dardanelle area. You can also follow her thoughts at her blog, boileddownjuice.com. This is Ozarks at Large. Support for KUAF comes from the Community Clinic, helping people lead healthy lives by providing health care for all in Northwest Arkansas. Serving the community for over 15 years with locations in Springdale, Rogers, Siloam Springs, and Fayetteville. Healthy people, healthy community. On the web at communityclinicnwa.org.
Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.